Congregation may be seated. Wow, in a real and tangible way, we get to see how God binds himself to us in the gift of Holy Communion. His future is our future. Jesus has eternal life. He binds himself with us so that we can have eternal life as well. I'm going to share the words from the Bible, and then we'll commune together. Just hold off until we get to that point. These words are the words of institution. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Let's take communion together as a family of God. Whatever sins are in the past, they are forgiven, and we walk in the light today. Take and eat the true body of Jesus given for you. Take and drink the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for you. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ keep, preserve, cleanse, sanctify you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Jesus is with you today and where you go. Amen.